And finally, as always, we bring you some sabiduría, or words of wisdom. This week, writer April Salazar tells us a story about speaking with her father about one of the most taboo topics of all.
My dad's a conservative Mexican-American, and by mutual agreement, neither one of us would ever acknowledge that I have a sex life. So when I started fertility treatments, it seemed like the best of both worlds. I got to tell him that he was going to be a grandfather again, and even better, that I was going to conceive said grandchild immaculately. Unfortunately, the first round of fertility treatments wasn't successful, nor the second, nor the third, nor the fourth. When, after the eighth try, I finally got a positive pregnancy test, I couldn't wait to share the news with Dad. He was so excited that he blurted out, "Good, I hope he's a boy so that I can teach him how to cuss." "Dad," I said, "you can teach a girl to f***ing cuss too." I found out a few weeks later that I was expecting a boy. My husband and I got the bad news in the second trimester. The baby had a birth defect, lethal skeletal dysplasia. Because his chest was too small, he would suffocate within hours, if not minutes, of birth, and I was given a choice. I could carry my baby to term, or I could terminate the pregnancy. I couldn't bear the thought of giving birth to my child only to watch him suffer and die. I called my father in California with the bad news. He arrived in Brooklyn, where I live, the next day. Dad pretended not to see my swollen belly, and we avoided all talk of the baby. It was just too painful, but I broke the ice the next day. If the test comes back positive, I think I'm going to terminate. I was so nervous about how he was going to react. I'd attended my first pro-choice march when I was 12, but I knew that my father felt differently about abortion, and I knew how much he was looking forward to meeting this little boy. But more than that, I was still my father's little girl, and I needed his love and approval. Dad was silent for what seemed like a long time. Then he said, "You know, you're my daughter, and I would support you no matter what." Dad called me the night before I terminated to check in on me and to tell me that he loved me. I told him that I didn't know how I was going to do it. And he said, "You will surprise yourself. You'll find that you have wells of strength that you didn't even know you had." That was a year and a half ago. Since then, I've had a baby girl, a healthy baby girl. I hope that she'll feel like she can talk to me about anything, and I hope that I can listen with an open mind and an open heart, just as my father listened to me.
April Salazar is a writer and storyteller living in Brooklyn. April terminated her pregnancy at 21 weeks. Recently, there's been a push in state legislatures to adopt bans on abortion at 20 weeks. 9 states currently restrict 20-week abortions, and several others are considering similar bans. Republicans have promised to propose a national 20-week ban in the Senate next year, once they control the chamber. A ban has already been passed in the House of Representatives.